Great to have your company on the Big Breakfast Blah. It's Ollie and Difner with you between now and 10 this morning, courtesy of Coffee House Lane. And we are delighted, we are excited to have with us this morning as a guest over the line is one Stephanie Rainey. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Stephanie, I actually can't put into words properly what a treat this is. You are all over TikTok. You cannot move for seeing video clips of you, photos, images, sound, everything. You are the woman of the hour.
Oh, it's taken a while to get there, but oh my God, thank you so much. That's very kind. I haven't been down Waterford Way in such a long time, so it's very nice to be on the phone chatting to you this morning.
Well, you're due an old blah at this stage, so you'll have to mark that in your calendar. But let's 100%. Relive. Let's relive a little moment of what you've experienced in your life up to now. Have a little listen.
Of all the new songs I've heard this year, this is the best by a mile. And even though it's about something really sad, it's real. And your voice is beautiful. A lot of people are going to resonate with that song and you. I absolutely love this.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm going to give you about 4,000 yeses.
Go on, Stephanie Rainey. What a proud, proud moment.
Stephanie, listening back to that, I imagine it must feel surreal to have been on season 19 of America's Got Talent and not only impressed the huge names of the judges, but to have done it with such a personal song that had such meaning, but that had been actually written quite some time ago.
Yeah, you know, that song has been on such a crazy journey. First of all, it's like so cool to hear that clip because it's like, I think I'm only processing everything now. Honestly, I didn't really have time at the end of last year. It was just like kind of rolling from one thing to the next. It makes me really proud, you know, to hear it that way because I don't even think I could focus on it, you know, last year. But that song has been on such a wild journey. You know, obviously I released it way back in 2015 and then, you know, it led me to signing a record deal, which was amazing. But then like most artists that they have experienced in the industry, that didn't work out. And I think I always felt like that song had such unfinished business, like it kind of didn't really get the treatment that I had hoped it would get, you know. And I think that kind of came from a few different things. It came from me not being fully comfortable actually with the success of the song when it happened first, because I felt like, I don't know, it made me feel a little strange that something so personal and so sad had like kind of blown up for me. Whereas I think in the time in between and seeing the connection that it's made, particularly just in like the last year, even before I went on America's Got Talent, I think I'm able to sit into that a little bit more and really see the power of it, you know, beyond myself. Like, it's not really about me, that song. It's about everybody else now. So the only way I could have ever done America's Got Talent is if I brought something honest and true to it. You know, I could never step out there and do something that I didn't feel like was the right thing to bring to the table. And that felt like the perfect thing. And it's like a dream, honestly. It really is.
Bared your soul there, really.
Yeah, you know, funnily enough, like when people ask me about the experience of it, first of all, we had such an amazing experience on the show. Like everyone was so lovely and welcoming and treated us so well. The thing I was the most nervous about besides like singing, I was like, I've sang this song a million times. I was like, I know I'll be able to sing it. And I know I'll be able to feel it at the time. And I obviously had my best friend Sarah, who's just from down the road from me there in Kilkenny, with me. That made that part of it very, very easy for me to do. The part I was most nervous about was the talking beforehand, because I wanted to make sure that I actually was able to get across in a very short amount of time. Like why I was there and what the song was about, so that people would kind of understand it. Because, you know, Please Don't Go is not like, it's not like a radio banger, you know. You have to understand where it's coming from to be able to connect to it. And thankfully, when we saw the audition back and it aired, like we were so happy with how they treated the whole thing. And it was just beautiful, honestly.
It's funny you say that. When I first heard that song, Stephanie, I wasn't actually aware of the backstory whatsoever. And when I tell you, I felt it in my very soul. And it spoke to loss that I have that doesn't maybe resonate with the same loss you have, but I think it has that universal appeal that resonates with so many people who have that empty side of the bed or who have someone that's no longer in their arms and was once upon a time. It's a very powerful, special thing to have achieved.
You know, it is. And, you know, seeing it now from this angle, you know, obviously I wrote that song at a time when I felt I needed to like to try and put into words what it is when you lose somebody, you know, like that overarching thing. It's not just about my experience of loss. It's also about the fear of it, you know, knowing what it is that you go through after. And I think there's so many people out there that are going through grief and loss. It could be anybody that you lose. It could be a friend. It could be anybody.
Universal.
But yeah. Sometimes people are walking around and they're missing somebody that like maybe nobody even knows that they are. And it's weird. It's like, I feel like they feel like alone in that kind of grief. And what I've seen with this song is the way that people can go there and just actually feel sad for a minute. And I, even like last night, I put up a video of it again on TikTok and on Instagram. And straight away, the comments start flooding in and people share it. People tend to share their stories underneath. Loads of the messages say like, this makes me feel so sad, but it actually brings me back to a place where I can remember like the love that I had for somebody. Mm-hmm. As an artist, like that's like the only thing you can ever really hope for. Do you know what I mean?
It's the ultimate compliment.
It is. It's a huge honor for me. And like, I just want this song to keep going. I don't feel like the work for it is done yet. You know, America's Got Talent was just like another step in trying to get it to reach as many people as possible. So we're getting there slowly but surely.
And I saw some of the comments on YouTube like that. It was, some people were saying the song almost gives me permission to grieve. It gives me permission to heal and to live in those memories for a moment before knowing it's okay to keep putting one foot in front of the other. When you look at your journey from start to finish, Stephanie, you must be very proud of yourself, because the resilience required in what you do to keep believing in yourself, keep believing in your work, even if sometimes you don't get the rewards that you want to get, it must be unbelievable to need that sort of grit.
You know, it is. And like, I suppose it's always hard as a musician, because I feel like technically I do a job that I love, but it does come with a lot of the knocks that people maybe don't experience in like normal, we'll say normal jobs, we'll say. And I think that the key to it is resilience. And some days it's hard to decide to keep trying when something maybe doesn't pay off or whatever. But you know, the way I look at it is like, the whole thing is just a journey. And I think at the start of last year, I just said to myself, like, I've never stopped. I've always kind of kept going. But there was definitely periods where I could not see the wood from the trees. And I just said last year, I'm going to take every chance that is offered to me. Like, I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to come up with reasons why I shouldn't do something. I'm just going to go with why I should. I'm really glad that I did that, because all you can do and all anybody can do ever is just keep going, no matter what it is. Like, that's the only thing that you have to do. If you can just keep going, then a day can change anything. And I've seen how a day can change anything the most incredible way. But I've also seen how a day can change anything on the other side of the coin in a bad way. It's just a journey. And really, resilience, even though it's hard and you have to dig so deep for it sometimes, if you feel bad today, tomorrow you might not feel quite so bad, you know. And that's kind of, it's the ebb and flow of everything. But I think in the music industry, you tend to experience that maybe more acutely, because you have these massive highs and then you have to experience the low after that. And then sometimes, you know, you're relying on certain people believing in what you do to sort of bring you to where you need to be, when really, actually, all you have to rely on is yourself. So it's been a journey for me. It's taken a lot of time, but I'm just enjoying it now. I'm enjoying it now a lot more than I ever did before. So it's a game of resilience for sure.
And as you say, doing something that you love.
Yeah, and doing something that I love. I mean, my favorite thing in the world to do is to play live. I think it's just like the most incredible thing. Get to meet people after the shows. Like, it reminds you of why you're doing something. You know, obviously we all live so much online now. People connect to you online, but there's nothing like meeting people and actually talking to them. And I love doing that after gigs and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel very fortunate, and I feel really fortunate, honestly. The support I got last year from everybody here back home was just insane. So there's no way that I can thank people enough for kind of lifting us up, like on the journey that we were on last year. Really, really am gung-ho on getting a gig down in Waterford this year. So
hey,
as close as I possibly can. Yeah, because we have so many people that have been, you know, supporting us throughout the years. So we've got to find the right venue and make it happen down there. And again, as always, I thank you so much to you guys for all the support that you give the music. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You tell us when and where, Stephanie, and we will bring the blahs and the tato. That I promise you.
Yes, the blahs, for sure.
The invitation is there. Stephanie Rainey, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie.